We know that men and women are inherently different, but how does this affect parenting styles? Should a couple parent their child in exactly the same way, or is there room for individual parenting approaches within a marriage? We certainly think the latter is true, and we'll take a deeper look at this idea on the next Family Matters, so don't go away. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A father who has experienced conflict in his marriage because of parenting styles wrote to us with this question. How can my wife and I come to an agreement about child discipline? I've tried to teach my son a strong sense of discipline, but my wife often disagrees with my approach and methods. She says I'm too hard on the boy. As you can imagine, this can sometimes become a sore spot in our marriage. How can I fulfill what I believe to be my obligations as a father while still honoring my wife and respecting her perspective? This would be an interesting and important question, if for no other reason than that it demonstrates how the intrinsic differences between men and women show up in almost every area of life. Every individual is unique, of course, but fathers and mothers do tend to display two distinct styles of parenting, the male and the female. This can sometimes lead to conflicts and disagreements between husbands and wives, as in your situation, but on the whole, it's a good thing. As a matter of fact, it's part of God's plan for building healthy checks and balances into His design for the family. Mothers and fathers tend to approach the challenge of child rearing differently. Generally speaking, men are more black and white and rule-oriented in the way they handle discipline. More often than not, they adopt the modus operandi of a policeman in dealing with misbehavior. Mothers, on the other hand, are more likely to take extenuating circumstances into consideration and adapt their correctional measures to the situation at hand. To say, for instance, Johnny's overtired tonight, so we can overlook his crankiness this time around. Moms have a tendency to coddle and protect their youngsters. They see the rest of the world in terms of their children. Dads, by way of contrast, see their children in the context of the world and try to prepare them to face the challenges of real life. For example, they're more inclined to let a child fail or fall down in the hopes that he'll learn something useful from the experience. The key to keeping the peace between mom and dad is to recognize these differences for what they are and to find a way to blend and balance them for the good of the whole household. As we've already indicated, this is exactly how God intended the system to work. It's as if He built the principles of law and grace into the very fabric and structure of family life. Fathers uphold the absolute standard of right and wrong. Mothers offer forgiveness and mercy. Both are right and necessary because both reflect crucial aspects of God's nature. At the same time, both can lead to negative excesses if each isn't tempered by the other. There's a time for mom to let her child suffer the consequences of bad behavior, no matter how much it hurts. There's also a time for dad to give the kid a break, no matter how unjust it may seem. That's why God's original plan for the family includes two parents, one representative of each sex. With that in mind, we recommend that mothers and fathers work together, consult with one another, respect their differences, and do everything they can to fashion a balanced approach to child discipline that includes elements of both the male and female style. You may want to have a look at the resource offering on the Focus on the Family Africa website. The address is safamily.co.za. There you'll find hundreds of articles that can help you, as well as numerous books on parenting and parenting styles. Should you feel that a third party may be required to help with the conflict you're experiencing, Focus on the Family's counseling staff can be contacted on 031-716-3300. They can also provide you with a list of family therapists practicing in your area. We commend you for wanting to honor your wife and find an agreeable solution in this area of your marriage. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.